And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday, the 13th of September, 2015. It was on this day, 1814, Francis Scott Key was inspired to write the words to the Star-Spangled Banner, watching the British attack on Fort McHenry in Baltimore. The British had the upper hand in the War of 1812, just 3 weeks before. They had set fire to much of Washington, D.C., burned the Capitol, the Treasury, the President's House. President James Madison forced to flee for his life. Americans were afraid the British might choose to invade New York or Philadelphia or Boston. The British had recently begun using rockets, a new military weapon, incendiary rockets, and Francis Scott Key watched them raining down on Fort McHenry at the mouth of Baltimore Harbor, and he assumed the fort would not be able to withstand the attack. But just after sunrise, he saw the American flag still flying over the fort. The commander of the fort, Major Armistead, had chosen to fly an enormous flag that day, 42 feet long, 30 feet high. And Francis Scott Key began writing his poem, which celebrated a battle that turned out to be the turning point of the war. And it also immortalized the flag itself as a sacred object in America. It's the birthday of Bill Monroe, born in Rosine, Kentucky, 1911. Father of bluegrass, brilliant mandolin player, tenor singer. In 1938, he formed his band, the Bluegrass Boys, which came to include over the years Don Reno, Jimmy Martin, Carter Stanley, Vassar Clements, Chubby Wise, Byron Berline, and Lester Flatt, and Earl Scruggs. It's the birthday of the pianist Clara Schumann, born Clara Wick in Leipzig, Germany, 1819. She gave a concert when she was 8 years old, and Robert Schumann, who was 17, fell in love with her. She made her formal debut at the age of 11, considered a great pianist for the rest of her life. She married Robert Schumann when she turned 21, had 7 children by him, and continued to tour and perform and compose, played her last concert in 1891, 61 years after her career had begun. Clara Schumann, who said, "My imagination can picture no fairer happiness than to continue living for art." Here's a poem for today by Sonia Greenfield, "Boy with a Halo at the Farmer's Market." The metal halo was bolted into his skull. Little drills secured the scaffold so his bones could rebuild themselves. How truly graced he must have been to survive a broken neck. Someday he'll remember how he had to turn his whole body caged to watch the fruit vendor polish apples. His hair will cover the evenly spaced scars. He'll go to school for architecture, having learned to appreciate girders. He'll come to love the gold leaf halos of medieval art, the flash of the Savior in cracked oils. He may carry himself a little gingerly. He may never ride a horse again, but he'll kiss his wife's neck in a dark theater, taking leisure, blessing each vertebra one lucky break at a time. Boy with a Halo at the Farmer's Market by Sonia Greenfield, from a book entitled Boy with a Halo at the Farmer's Market, published by Cod Hill Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, the oldest monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. You can browse 100 years of poetry and become a subscriber at poetryfoundation.org. And by Progressive Insurance, working to make progress for more than 75 years. Produced by Joy Biles, engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.